Hi, this is Charles Ander, Executive Editor of Casino Journal, and I'm joined by Charles Harper, Global Business Development Director for IGTI. Charles, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Charles, you've been leading the Double Down initiative at IGT. Could you tell us where Double Down is at right now? Maybe give us some numbers.
Sure. Double Down Casino, total right now, we're running about 1.7 million DAUs, or daily active users, and that's about 5.6 monthly active users. We're doing very, very well right now. Those numbers continue to grow month over month, quarter over quarter, so we're liking that very much. With regards to the partner program with the land-based operators here in North America, we've got 40 signed and launched right now, and we're really, really happy with that. That's a little bit ahead of the goal that we had set for ourselves for the year. And we're starting to really lean into that and help those partners get those things up, running, and really successful with their players.
Okay. So what are operators, the 40 partners you have? I'm sure they have a range of motives. What are some of the things they're looking to achieve?
Well, I think that there is a range of motives, and I think that they're fairly common, though. It's a question of how they prioritize them. I think the first thing is they're looking to start to build an online community in anticipation of actual iGaming, you know, coming to a state near them. The other thing is they're looking for a way to market more effectively and more directly to their players when they're not actually in the casino. It's been a challenge for them to do that digitally. They've done a fabulous job with it with direct mail. They do a great job with it with billboards and things like that. But this is an increasingly digital world, and they're looking for a solution for that. I think, you know, they're also looking to learn a little bit about how to manage social media and online marketing and those kinds of things. It's a nice turnkey solution for them to be able to start actually learning the lessons there.
So you spoke earlier today at the Gaming Technology Conference, and you mentioned that now that you're at the 40 partnerships, you're taking a break. And I guess it's time to assess. So tell me some of the things you're looking to learn when you take that pause, and how long the pause might last.
Well, when I say we're taking a pause, it really is just that there was sort of a natural group of early adopters, and those people have signed up, and now there's a lot of people. The pause is as much on the operators themselves as on us. A lot of people are waiting to see what happens, how successful this is. And again, I think as you pointed out a minute ago, success means different things to different people. From our point of view, what we're really doing is pivoting a lot of our effort and a lot of our energy into making sure that these programs are highly successful for these partners. As I mentioned, we've done a great job of selling it in. They're launched on their sites. What these partners are hoping that will help them do is get better at getting their players to their site so that they can discover this is there. So we're helping them with a number of programs, and we're taking the time now to put some of those programs in place with them and partner with them to get that done.
Are you seeing any habits of highly effective Double Down operators yet? I mean, some guys who are companies that are doing it right, maybe they've assigned a person or created a division or created some dedicated responsibility or function to it, or some. What are some of the good things that you're seeing on the operator side, and what are some of the things that you're still looking to see?
Well, we definitely have some stars, if you will, and they're in different areas. For instance, Casino del Sol has done a really great job of actually getting their players to the website to play. Their website was not highly trafficked. Their average visit was very short. People were coming to the website to figure out, you know, book a room, and this is true of all of the partners, really, but they were coming very briefly, book a room, you know, look at the schedule, find out who's playing, that sort of thing, you know, what's the next special coming up. Now they're coming, they're spending a lot more time there, obviously, and it's giving them more time to market to them. And that talks about another kind of very successful, you know, partner that we have, which are the guys who understand that while people are spending, you know, in our case, an average of 29.3 minutes a day playing Double Down Casino on their site, that's their opportunity to market to them. So we've got a few, highly effective people, if you will, who are utilizing that space to actually market to them and drive them back into the casino. Those are the two areas that we're seeing some real stars.
Are the operators seeing? Are they expressing any surprise about how the product's being used? Who's using it? Any pleasant surprises or challenges that they can bring in mind?
Challenges, not so far. And pleasant surprises, I think just the overall effectiveness of the program. People who have rolled it out, partners who have rolled it out, I think have been surprised at the response. The number of people who have come to their site, the amount of time they're spending there, the amount of the number of repeat visits per user, those kinds of things. So I think they just didn't expect it to be quite that dramatic.
How about the receptiveness to the industry? It seems we do these conferences all the time, and it seems every year the industry gets incrementally more dialed into the social gaming area as a subject of importance after perhaps maybe a split, some people resisting, some people embracing. I mean, what's your view of all that?
People have been extremely receptive to it. I think even people who don't understand social media, which is most of the world, if you're not directly involved with it, you probably don't understand it very well because it's not the same as it was yesterday. It's a highly fluid environment. But I think everybody's understanding the need for it when you start seeing even billboards, for Tulalip Casino that say, like us on Facebook. They're not quite sure necessarily what they're going to do with that. Or maybe they are, but the point is they know they need to start gathering those kinds of friends, if you will, on the social media. And I think everyone sees the value of it. The question is going to be how well are they going to be able to utilize it?
Mm-hmm. Well, Charles, thank you. We look forward to charting your progress with Double Down and the interactive area, generally speaking, and come back soon.
Thank you. Love to talk to you again soon.
Bye.